Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, good morning. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. I have a couple of questions for you about restaurants. You ready?
I'm ready. Good morning, Bob.
You see on your bill a lot in many restaurants now, a surcharge. Sometimes it's 3%. And I think people are confused about that. What's that all about? And should that affect how much we leave for a tip?
Well, you know, there's no question diners are getting really upset about it. And, you know, restaurant owner operators, you know, they've been through a lot through the pandemic. We're coming, obviously, we're out of the pandemic, but we're still not at numbers that we saw pre-pandemic. Now, you could say, well, everyone's saying their sales are up. Yeah, that's because inflations are up and everyone had to add to, add higher their prices. So, yes, but butts in seats, it's not the same. They're not seeing the same headcount they saw before 2019. And as I said this on your show many times, 95 to 97 cents of every dollar that comes into a restaurant goes out for labor costs, product costs, and fixed costs. So there are many reasons why operators are adding surcharges, from skyrocketing credit card swipe fees to higher payroll for their employees to wanting to add health insurance or paid leave for their employees to higher food costs. We see that there's about 15% of the operators, according to the National Restaurant Association, are adding surcharges to their customers' checks right now.
So, Sam, that money, is that being distributed evenly among the wait staff, busboys, and so forth? Because I think people wonder about that when they're deciding what kind of a tip to leave.
Absolutely, Bob. So it goes back to, it depends, right? It depends what they are telling you what they're using for. Some people are using it for health insurance. Some people are using it for, paid time off, paid leave. And some are using it for higher food costs because they're hoping poultry or dairy, or pork will come down and then they can, get rid of the surcharge fee. Mm-hmm. But we also encourage all our operators that are using a surcharge to please communicate on all their channels, from their social channels to their website, that they're, putting this surcharge on. So it depends what the restaurant owner operator is using it for. It could be for health insurance, paid leave, higher food costs, higher payroll, or skyrocketing credit card swipe fees, because those fees keep going up. We've worked with Senator Durbin to try to get those swipe fees under control, but the big banks push back on it. And those are some of the most biggest costs that restaurants are seeing now, these skyrocketing credit card swipe fees.
So would you say to diners not to let that surcharge affect how much you want to leave for a tip?
Again, it's up to, it's up to the customer. It's up to him or her. If they think that the wait person did very good at, giving them great service, I think they should get a tip. But I think there's some operators out there that say that if you want to ask them to remove the surcharge fee, they will. And again, I just want to remind your listeners, only 15% of the operators say the restaurant currently adds fees or surcharge to customer checks because of the higher cost.
Got it.
And again, if we get rid of this tip credit wage, Bob, here in the city of Chicago, you're going to see more surcharges. That's what they're seeing in Washington, D.C., by law, no one can make less than $15.80 an hour. The tip credit is $9.48, plus your tips need to make more than $15.80 an hour. We don't back bad actors and actresses here at the Illinois Restaurant Association. So by law, everyone has to make $15.80 an hour. We think what's in place right now with the tip credit wage, if people want to give the tip credit wage, great. By law, have to make $15.80. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. They want to use surcharge. That's fine, too. It's up to the operator. But if we get rid of the tip credit wage, we're going to see more surcharges. So we think what's working is working, and everyone needs to make minimum wage. Let's put higher fines on restaurant owner-operators that are not making sure their team members are not making the minimum wage.
So that tip credit wage, where does that stand now?
There's a lot of communication going on back and forth with the city. We've done some surveys out there. In fact, the survey data suggests that removal of the tip minimum wage will decrease the profit margin for many of the restaurants to just 1.5%. We know it's like, the small independent restaurants from Brighton Park to Lincoln Square, they make about 3 to 5% profit, but we see if you eliminate the tip credit wage, you could go down to 1.5%. We will see more vacant storefronts here in our 77 communities in the city of Chicago.
Well, nobody wants that. What's going on with the apps, the delivery apps, food delivery services? Say some restaurants are scaring off customers by charging higher prices for food they deliver.
Yeah, so, you know, again, the small independent restaurants from, you know, Little Village to Rogers Park, they pay higher. So if you and I call and we want food delivered from a restaurant, we use one of these third-party apps, it could charge the restaurant anywhere from 23 to 25% of the bill. So if it's a $50 bill, we're talking, you know what I mean? You know, what are we talking there? So the $12.50 would go to the third party app. Again, the average restaurant, the average independent restaurant makes 3 to 5% profits. So they're losing money when they, you know, have their customers use the third party app. That's why I always encourage people to go directly to the restaurant. So it's not as high. Now, if you're a chain restaurant or you have a, you have more than one restaurant, you have three or four restaurants, you probably can get a better deal from the third app. But again, we're a very independent restaurant town, and these third-party apps, these prices, it's not working. It's just not working. As I mentioned, 95 to 97 cents of every dollar that comes in goes out for food product, a fixed cost and payroll. So you're getting charged 23 to 25% for a third-party app order to your restaurant just does not work.
Mm. More to come on that. Before I let you go, Sam, let's talk a little bit about Chicago Gourmet. Big event coming up September 21 through the 24th here. I've always said this is more fun. It's pricier, but it's better than even the Taste of Chicago. And tell us a little bit about it for people who don't know about Chicago Gourmet, who haven't attended. How do you describe it?
So Chicago Gourmet is going to be held from September 21st to 24th, like you said, on Millennium Park at Harris Theater rooftop of Millennium Park. Chicago Gourmet is the nation's premier culinary festival spotlighting Chicago's world-class dining community. It's a food and wine show. I say it's the best food and wine show in the country. I don't care what they say in South Beach or Pebble Beach. It's right here in the city of Chicago, September 21st to 24th. The Harris rooftop. And this year's theme is All Roads Lead to Gourmet. It's a celebration of all things food and travel. All our exciting events are inspired by great culinary destinations. From Route 66 for Hamburger Hop, which is on Thursday night, which is on Friday night, to Mexico for Tacos and Tequila, that's on Thursday night, and Germany for Prost, which is on Sunday afternoon. It's a kind of a Oktoberfest. So it's really great stuff we have. Then we have some phenomenal chefs that will be participating. We have the spirits and wine by Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits, our presenting sponsor. We do a Art Smith a reunion at Navy Pier is going to be doing a brunch. This is just great. Chicago may have celebrated the city as a world-class epic center food since 2008.
I agree with you. It's the best. And you can get all the information and get your tickets by going to chicagogourmet.org. Sam Toya, Illinois Restaurant Association. Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. I'd love to come back and talk more about some of these other subjects.
We will.